Those in search of a hard-to-find gift this season might try the Vermont Country Store. From old-fashioned candy to a copy of a Dick and Jane reader, the store and catalog company in western Vermont searches for items from bygone days which may no longer be in production, and then it reproduces them for contemporary consumers. Vermont Public Radio's Lynn McCrae went along as a store employee searched for items to make available again.
Judy Copping becomes almost cagey when asked about one of her finds for the Vermont Country Store. She and some co-workers are checking out a board game called Parkin' Shop, a game that became popular in the 1950s but has since disappeared from stores.
Yes, we found this board somewhere in probably an antique store. Well, we did find it somewhere else, but I don't want to say where. It's because it's a secret.
Judy Copping's job is to search for the long-lost products that customers often ask for. Her hunt takes her to libraries, museums, and antique stores. Today, she's driving a winding mountain road to Chester, Vermont.
Maybe we'll have good luck today.
Inside the Stonehouse Antique Center, Copping peers into glass cases to check out the latest displays, thinking all the time about what has potential as a revived product. And there's something else she does.
I'm a huge advocate of eavesdropping, just seeing how people respond to all the old things that they're seeing, and sometimes that's just the clue that I need to start doing more research on that type of product.
Her best finds are recreated by working with the original manufacturer and wind up here at the 60-year-old Vermont Country Store and in the pages of its old-timey catalog.
These are little country cow noisemakers. This is a really old product that is timeless.
One of the store's most requested items is Woodhue Cologne. Hundreds of customers have been asking for the fragrance, which was first introduced in the 1930s.
I've been searching for literally years for my mother, who wore it for decades.
Linda Spink of Westchester, Pennsylvania, finally spotted Woodhue in the Vermont Country Store catalog. The store found the cologne and recreated the formula and the bottle with its distinctive wooden cap. For NPR News, I'm Lynn McCrae.